It's a good day.
It is a good day. The Doug Steffen Good Day program on the air, Los Angeles, California. On, what is today, Tuesday, the 3rd of December, Ken Kessler and I both on the West Coast today talk about the issues of the day, things that affect you, whether it may be a little gossip here and there, things about people and the ideas that are prevalent. Cyber Monday, a big day for retailers and wholesalers, too. I guess you got to go through the wholesale route before you go through the retail route. The latest on the Affordable Care Act. On people's minds. There are some numbers that are out this week showing about 100,000 people have enrolled through the healthcare.gov website. That is for the month of November, sort of a cumulative number because not much happened in October. Yesterday, the early reports indicated no problems with the website, which, 400,000 visitors by noontime yesterday. That's a pretty interesting number, Kenny. 400,000. So they are, I think somebody said, and I can't remember who it was, whether it was somebody in the government or somebody who looked at this, that they're at 90% capacity. Is that about right, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think they were saying they could do somewhere in the neighborhood of 50,000 an hour, 800,000 a week, something like that.
Right, yeah. One of the other problems with the Affordable Care Act has been concerned over the cost of insurance premiums. Analysts are now saying this is a state-by-state issue, as each state regulates how much insurance companies can charge for coverage. They usually have a state insurance commission. I know they do here in California. They do in Massachusetts, I'm guessing, as suggested here. Most states are the same. One of the things that you know about this program, if you listen regularly, is that we have input in this hour, especially from radio talk programs, television news talk programs around the country, where we listen to the hosts and sometimes the guests, sometimes callers, deal with a particular side of the issue at the moment. So here are hosts Steve Leader and Rebecca Marshall talking to political analyst Jim Moore about the status, very nice, oh, the status, of Obamacare and the healthcare.gov website.
Is the site truly a lot better, and can it handle a bigger load?
Well, all word over the weekend is, yes, it's a lot better, but we won't know about the bigger load until this week, because that's when people will come back from Thanksgiving and along with their Cyber Monday buying, try to register for health care. So we'll see if it can handle the loads. But by all accounts, it seems to be working better. But the big question is twofold. Does it actually connect to the insurance companies? And there's a lot of question about that. And so what does this do about the political situation which the president finds himself in? And we don't know either of those questions at this point. Chances are this will continue to bump along for at least another month or two.
Yeah, I guess that was my question for you. Is it too late for his popularity, even if it does go well from here on out?
Oh, yeah, no, I think his popularity can definitely make a comeback, but if this starts working well, and, it could, if this starts working well, then the arguments will shift to, okay, so does the Affordable Care Act actually bring in more people into the healthcare system and also begin to cover people better who are out there with their insurance? And so it shifts from just the website to, does the act itself actually do things better for people in the country? And that will probably end up being the center of what the campaigns are all about in 2014. Not whether the website works, but does the act actually work and do people get better health care?
Can you gauge the unhappiness, if there is any, among Democrats who went out and sold the health care website and then find out it's a failure and they were the salespeople on this one?
Well, let's compare it to the previous president, George W. Bush, at this point in his presidency. He'd just been reelected. We were moving along, but people were really unhappy about the war in Iraq. Republicans did not want him to come campaign for him, and he was beginning to lose his ability to raise vast amounts of money. That's exactly what is happening to President Obama right now. Democrats across the country are gauging, do I want this guy to come out and campaign for me for my Senate seat or my congressional seat or my governor's seat, or is he going to be too unpopular with people in my state and will actually drive voters away? Obama has not shown that he has lost his ability to raise lots and lots of money, but clearly he's on that edge that we saw George W. Bush fall off of.
888-302-3684 for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, facebook.com/good day, Twitter @good day show. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. So we have a continuing thread in the conversation about the Affordable Health Care Act, the Affordable Care Act. We are now calling it, the euphemism is ACA, A-C-A. Kenny, what do we have?
Byron says, get sick, borrow money to pay Obamacare's sky-high deductibles, borrow $5,000, pay $2,000 more in interest, and that's what they call affordable.
You went through this process. What are the so-called 834 transmissions? They're forms, as I understand it, that process and send consumer information to the insurance companies. Did you have to fill one of those out when you were online?
I know Lisa had to fill out all kinds of stuff. We actually got our paperwork over the weekend from the California the
system,
California
right.
system.
Yeah.
And it's all correct, and it looks good.
Got your seven kids there?
Yeah, there was a little trouble, if you didn't hear that before. There was a little trouble at the beginning when everybody was having trouble when all of these things first launched, and we couldn't get past a page where they wanted us to enter all seven of our dependents, which we don't have, mm-hmm. but we couldn't leave them blank. But that's all been resolved, and the paperwork looks good. We'll send in our first payment, and it looks like we're good to go.
So when can you start using it, right away?
January 1st.
Yeah, okay. That's when they're mostly taking over. So anyway, there have been a lot of questions of White House Press Secretary Jay Carney. He couldn't say yesterday whether all of the browsers, apparently, there were some problems with those who were just going in kind of nosing around. If you were filling out a form, you were okay. Better handling of the high traffic, though. 35,000 visitors on the site as at the time they had their press conference yesterday. As we know, that number has improved. So the fact that there is glee here, I suppose you give them the benefit of the doubt and let's just move on. But under the circumstances, you don't hear them talking about how much it's costing you, the taxpayer, to fix this. And the number, by the way, is about close to $1 billion on this website. So is it all worth it? That's probably something some folks will say yes to and others will say no to. 888-302-3684. Doug Stephan's Good Day. It's 14 after the hour on Tuesday.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 policy for just $18 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-733-5621. That's 1-800-733-5621. 1-800-733-5621.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up, and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager. I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Massey, responsibly.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Doug's good day. Let's get another take on the healthcare.gov website. Here's host Bill LeMay talking to political analyst Gretchen Hamel about the problems that still remain with the website.
The administration is saying, hey, it's still not perfect, but we got the website up and running. It's working for most people. We can handle 50,000 folks at any one time, 800,000 people a day. Is that where, I mean, is that a... Is that where we are? Is it that they worked out most of the kinks, or is it what's going on with this?
Well, I think there are still some kinks related to Obamacare and .gov, and I don't, or healthcare.gov, and I don't think that is fully in a place to where anyone would be happy with it. If it was a for-profit business, this would be unacceptable. The
sure.
fact that you go on, you order an insurance plan, and then you don't even know if you have insurance until later on. It would be like, you know, ordering gifts on Cyber Monday, putting them in a shopping cart, thinking you paid for them, only to realize come Christmas, the night before Christmas, when you have nothing to wrap, that, oh, those didn't go through.
Right. Or you can also say now, it's sort of like trying to launch an Amazon.com while you've had others trying to sabotage your site and not necessarily put the resources into it to make it work like they've served. I do think they bit off more than they could chew when they were trying to launch the site. I think Obamacare is much more than the site, though, right?
Well, it's much more than a site, and you have to take a step back and look at this. They've had 3 years to implement this,
sure.
and no one's trying to sabotage it. I think this mismanagement of the government when it comes to actually being able to execute something that for-profit businesses do every day. And what they found themselves is 3 years, a whole lot of work, and a whole lot of nothing to show for it. But it's just one problem, is just the website. We've got larger issues with, you know, Obamacare. When you have millions of Americans who are having their insurance canceled, when you have people seeing their premiums.
Which is the insurance companies are making that decision, correct?
Well, that's what the insurance companies are making, are having to offer different plans. Therefore, it's...
Right, like here in North Carolina, what was happening was, over the past couple of years, they started offering a whole bunch of these low-cost plans that didn't cover as much, so they didn't have to worry about providing subsidies to those people when it rolls over. And now when this comes up, oh, the plan's not meeting the minimum standards that were set out in the Affordable Health Care Act. But they've given a waiver now for another year to expand, to allow those policies to stay in place. But it's not the government canceling those policies, it's the insurance companies.
Well, but it was the administration who said, you could, if you like your insurance plan, you can keep your insurance plan. But instead, they're seeing their insurance plans canceled and their premiums going up for what those insurance plans are going to be costing. And I think it's the right of every citizen to decide on what they need when it comes to their health care and what they can afford. And I think the fact that the insurance companies were going to cancel it was something that the administration knew well in advance, even when it was trying to sell the American public on Obamacare, yet they continued to tell the American public, oh, no, you can keep your insurance. Don't believe them.
Well, you wonder about some of the answers that are coming from those who are giving answers to questions that are pretty common. Up next, Cyber Monday in the focus here on Good Day.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Familiar songs. Paul and Oates did the original. This is what we would call, I suppose, a cover. Do any of these people, this is the opening number from The Voice last night, NBC's most popular show. Cole Vosbury is the contestant's name. Kenny, when they appear on the program, do the songs that they sing ever appear in albums? Do they ever take, is there an album that's been, I say album, is there a CD, is there a set of songs that come from any season of shows like The Voice or American Idol? They put together a composite and they end up in the store, or you can download them. That ever happen?
I know with American Idol, almost the day after, in a lot of cases, almost the day after the show, there are songs up on iTunes from the previous night's performances. I don't know if The Voice does that too.
Really?
But I know Idol has been very good about marketing all of that.
Yeah. Well, it's a good opportunity to market a lot of them for them and for the show itself. 888-302-3684, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Tuesday morning. Higher awareness of things like Small Business Saturday resulted in $5.7 billion flowing into the independent merchant group across the country this past weekend, according to the National Federation of Independent Businesses. So in terms of weekend money, that's cool. How about Cyber Monday? Here's host Kevin Thomas talking to economist Ernie Goss about the rumors of an internet sales tax going around again.
One way that the local governments have been, a lot of them have been eyeing for years. Technically, in Nebraska, you're supposed to do it voluntarily, or you're supposed to just submit and keep your receipts and submit them with your taxes at the end of the year. Sales taxes on internet purchases. And this has been a big talking point on their different sides of the aisle, different retailers at different levels. I mean, the Walmarts and the Amazons have all weighed in. And I think it's interesting that the divide isn't maybe what everybody would expect it is. But when you look at a 19% jump for this Cyber Monday, that's the report I saw just a few minutes ago, 19% increase in the online sales over just last year. There's a ton of money out there. What does the internet sales tax, if it's collected, what does that do to local economies?
It's a real plus. My estimate, for example, for Nebraska is losing about $300 to $350 million per year in lost sales taxes from credit card, catalog, and internet sales. And as you say, purchasers are supposed to file a use and pay use taxes, but very few do. It's just on those large items. I mean, there have been some people who've done some jail time over this, meaning failure to pay that use tax. For example, the CEO of Tyco a few years back bought some art online, and he didn't pay sales taxes.
So with it being at that level where it's not every transaction, you pay it right there. I mean, a lot of times you don't even think about the sales tax on some smaller things. When you're buying something for $100 and you got to pay $7 on top of that, it kind of starts to show up, you know. But if this really turns into a question of online sales tax, every purchase, does that change the way you think people shop online, or does that keep them local more?
Well, it increases the administrative costs, and that's one of the problems that I see for that. In other words, setting up the encumbering or burdening the internet sales, but something needs to be done. We're talking about, for example, in Nebraska, that's a 7% difference or a burden for the bricks and mortar stores that when they try to compete with those who are selling internet via the internet outside of Nebraska. 7%, of course, when you take your total holiday buying, or for that matter, your yearly buying, that's a lot of money. We're already seeing internet sales cutting into the sales tax growth and having some real impacts on state and local governments.
Good thing, bad thing? What do you think? 888-302-3684. When we come back, the NSA in the focus here on Good Day. Do you wish the bags under your eyes would just go away? Bags and puffiness under the eyes do not discriminate between men and women. Genucel Stem Therapy specifically targets the many reasons that your eyes are puffy and baggy. Due to new technology, its clinically proven instant effects, Genucel is incredibly powerful, guaranteed to show results in 12 hours, or you get your money back. Yes, you'll see Genucel working in 12 hours. Has 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Plus, Genucel uses patented plant stem cell technology. So you're wondering, how do I get Genucel? Call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. Brilliant results for men and for women. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll get a jar of Esotique face cream absolutely free. With this great product to get rid of the puffiness and bags in your eyes, 800-543-9262 for Genucel.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and at
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life?
Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
At 33 and change after the hour for this Tuesday. We've been through Cyber Monday and the money that was made over the weekend. Lots of money. Good retail weekend for the most part and good online. Just pretty good all the way around. If you shopped on Saturday, that was appreciated by a lot of the small businesses around the country. And that's a very cool thing. I think that's the thing to underscore. The business was pretty good. And as far as the numbers are concerned, they keep coming in. They'll be updated all the time. That's what happens. But I think from what I can glean anyway, it was a pretty good weekend. Police are still investigating the cause of the crash that killed Fast and Furious star Paul Walker over the weekend. Law enforcement officials here in Los Angeles did say, however, yesterday that Walker and the man driving the Porsche, Roger Rodas, had been street racing. That was not, well, the rumor floated. There were a couple of rumors that were floating around, actually. And this is what's so weird about this. I think there are a lot of things in the universe that people don't understand because they don't choose to. One of them, when you put a thought out there, as happened on, was it Saturday, Kenny, when the rumor started and the folks
Friday.
That, was, it was Friday. Rumors yeah. started that Walker was dead. And that proved not to be the case. At least until Saturday night. So that's just weird for some people, more coincidental. But again, I think that it shows you, at least my spin on it is, it shows you how powerful thoughts are. When something like that gets out there, it either precedes the event. There was something in the universe that knew that that sort of thing was going to go on. You can say, hey, he's crazy, that Stefan. But I believe that thoughts are things. And you put, I mean, this guy had a lot of fans, and those bits and pieces of information like that, they take hold. Anyway, the police say the car was traveling at 40 to 45 miles an hour when it came to a bend in the road where the speed limit is 15 miles an hour. But there are other people who are connected to the auto shop, which is co-owned by Walker and Rodas. That's where they had been. They were at a fundraiser earlier in the evening, and then they went to this sort of sports car. It's kind of, I don't want to say it's a chop shop, but it's a pretty sophisticated body shop, I think, isn't it, Kenny?
From what I think so.
Yeah.
That's what I'd heard anyway.
A lot of fancy, expensive, used sports cars went in and out of there. There are other people who say that the car crashed because of mechanical malfunction, a steering fluid leak, which would have made it impossible, obviously, if there was no power steering. See, I don't buy that either because I know enough about mechanics. I would buy there not being brake fluid in the car. Without brake fluid, you can't stop the car. Without power steering fluid, you can still turn. You can still move the steering wheel. Not easily, but you can. You're moving both the power steering box and you're moving the steering mechanism. But I've had that happen to me many times, and you can do it. Not easily. There was a fluid burst and a trail, apparently, of fluid at the scene and before the scene. They also pointed out the absence of skid marks until just before the car impacted. There were a couple of trees, I think, that were taken out in a light pole. Wasn't that, if I remember correctly, all of the things? There's so many bits and pieces of information that are scattered about. Rodas was driving, and he lost control of the car. But interestingly enough, the marks on the road were in a straight line, and that's why the rumor started that they were having some kind of a drag race. Whether, in fact, when you get right down to it, thinking about these sorts of things, I live on an old country road in Massachusetts, and every weekend there are tire marks all over the roads where people have had these races. Anyway, it is a sad reality, and I'm sure more and more bits and pieces of that will come in. Speaking of bits and pieces of information, a couple of data recorders have been retrieved from the Metro North commuter train that derailed over the weekend. 4 people died in that, you'll recall. The recorders revealed the train was going 82 miles an hour as it hit the curb. It was supposed to be doing 30. So not much question about what caused that. The throttle was engaged until 6 seconds before the locomotive came to a stop on its side. The brakes were applied 5 seconds before. It's unclear if the accident was caused by the engineer, the head engineer, or faulty equipment. So that is a bit and piece of that. So you get more and more on that each day as well. Speaking of other things that we get more and more about each day, as the year comes to an end, we'll be thinking a lot about the NSA, spying, et cetera, et cetera. There are some new wrinkles in the continuing saga of our relationship, that is you and me, the taxpayer with the NSA. Here's a radio host named Greg Garrison talking to Congressman Todd Rocha of Indiana about legislation that Rokita, I believe is his name, R-O-K-I-T-A, Rokita. He's working on some legislation, apparently, to rein in the NSA.
I get it. We have to have intelligence gathering, et cetera. But this has just gone crazy. These people are collecting every jot and tittle. They have it categorized Houston and in that place in Utah. Mm-hmm. And at Fort Meade, Maryland, they got a thing that's big enough to take up everything that happens in the United States. And they're catching it all the time. What do we do here?
Well, fortunately, Greg, we have the answer in the document that holds so many of answers for not only our civic discourse, but civic responsibilities, and that is our Constitution, and specifically the Fourth Amendment. You know, people ask, where's the line? The line is the Fourth Amendment. We have a right to be secure in our persons, papers, and effects, absent suspicion of a crime in which a court, not an administrative or executive branch court that the secret FISA court is, but a Article III independent court, equal but separate branch of government court, secure absent a warrant from such a place. And that is what is so scary about what these folks are doing. And these folks being Republicans and Democrats alike, this is not a partisan issue. This is a constitutional one. And I have folks in my own party. Some of them are big government Republicans themselves and view it from that standpoint. Others are just have this attitude that, hey, there is nothing to see here. We need to keep people safe, and we'll do whatever we have to do, and there's nothing wrong. And that's probably the most dangerous part about all this, Greg, is that the attitude that everything is fine here. And a lot of these leaders and these personalities are on the committee that is supposed to oversee the NSA, the Foreign Intelligence Committee. And so, you know, I look at that and go, hold on, everything's okay. Nothing to see here, Representative Rokita. Go on with your day. Find us a unicorn or something. No. So I've filed a bill to have a select committee look over into the NSA issues. And that has ruffled a lot of feathers. And I don't mean to ruffle feathers, but I had no choice. I felt when I run up against these attitudes that say nothing to see here, everything's fine. No, the Fourth Amendment isn't being infringed, and no, we do need to vacuum cleaner up every bit of information in order to keep people safe. It seems they've forgotten the old saying by Benjamin Franklin. Of course, you know what that is. Those who would sacrifice their liberty for security deserve neither.
Right.
Now it has very few co-sponsors at this point. One, because I put it in as a marker to hopefully change attitudes. And so I haven't been really pushing the bill. But I think others are very afraid. I mean, we have very strong personalities inside the caucus that, you know, do not believe there's any problem here.
Yeah, well, those are the dangerous ones for sure. 888-302-3684. I was visiting the Reagan Library as I've been in California the last 4 or 5 days. The day after Thanksgiving, I decided that I would go up to the Simi Valley, and you go right up the 118, which is the Ronald Reagan Highway. And it's about 45 minutes outside of Los Angeles. I'd never been there before, and I just wanted to go. So I drove up, Charlotte and I drove up, and she had a few good sniffs, and I had a few good. It's a beautiful place up on the top of a small mountain. It was very busy, and there were things that I got out of going there that I didn't know about Reagan. One of them was the posting of a story from Larry Klayman, who is a federal prosecutor under the Reagan administration, who has said publicly in the last few days, this was posted on the sort of news blog at the Reagan Library, he says NSA spy programs are operating without probable cause and that the NSA cannot be trusted. He said this is a huge violation of the American Constitution. Telephone records being intercepted like this with no regard to terrorism, but just spying on people, intimidating people. He's the founder of Freedom Watch. He also took multiple shots at President Obama and other leaders. He said, quote, if the NSA is able to collect these records, then we truly do live under a tyrant. Now, here's some food for thought. I'm going to throw this out because it is going to be a very interesting and provocative conversation over the rest of the week, I suspect, maybe the rest of the year, maybe for a while. There was a proposal, an op-ed piece that appeared in the Washington Post and the New York Times, I believe, over Thanksgiving weekend that suggests, and I got to find the exact copy of it, but the relationship between the fellow who wrote the op-ed piece, a highly placed Democratic Party operative who I believe is a lobbyist, he's suggesting that we take a serious look at the 22nd Amendment. Isn't that the one, Kenny, that calls for term limits for presidents? This guy wants to eliminate term limits so that President Obama can stay in office and clean up his mess. How many people think that's a great idea? You think that will create some sort of hoo-ha? I'm surprised there hasn't been more talk about it, frankly, in the last 24 to 48 hours. 888-302-3684 with your thoughts on that. Speaking of thoughts, here is a montage of talk radio input, callers, in fact, talking about the NSA spying and with the specific focus on the allies of the United States.
I think this NSA program has been way out of line since it began during the Bush administration when the American people found out about it. We had a president in our past history named Nixon who was spying on a hotel, and he was forced to resign. Now, whether Obama knew of this or not, he's supposed to know of this, and if he did not know of it, he should resign for lack of his ability to do his job. I mean, this is insane what we're doing. We're spying on every human being possible, friend, foe, everything. What type of example are we setting for our children in the future? That spying on people is okay, not mistrusting everybody is okay.
Spying has been going on regardless of whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. I'm an American, and I know very well as an individual, spying has been going on for centuries. It's only because of all the information and communication that we have that we're, spying on each other, and it's not foreign to me. When I was living in the Netherlands, spying was going on among the Germans throughout Europe. How do you think Hitler got as far as he did?
We're spying on everybody. Guys, can you not see that this is a control? Our government is just dying to take control of anyone at any time, anywhere from your health care to the one to take your guns. And now we're finding out that 300 million of us are being spied on, as well as the rest of the world. It's getting ridiculous. You want to talk about foreign policy? I hear the Democrats and the Republicans. It's not good. We need to take a step back
look at what we're doing and then make wise choices.
888-302-3684. Thoughts on that? You can also bring them to facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter, the Farm Bill. Consideration of that coming up next here on the Good Day program.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Alrighty, you've tried to whiten your teeth before and you know how annoying it can be. One time you maybe used strips or those trays, and that's a horrible thing. What a mess. Ugh. Maybe you were using the bleaches or the things in toothpaste that sort of scratch your enamel. No. Power Swabs is the way to go. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in a week. It's clinically proven too, folks. It works. You will love the way your teeth look, no matter whether you have caps, crowns, or veneers. Power Swabs can get rid of your stains. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that whiter smiles are more attractive. Call 800-865-7602 for a white smile. 800-865-7602. No matter what the cause, this is the remedy. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
888-302-3684 on Good Day. There is a report, and I'll let you listen actually to a portion of a program hosted by Tom Collins with Congressman Randy Neugebauer of Texas on the Farm Bill, the status of the Farm Bill.
We're still trying to rub the sticks together and get a Farm Bill put together.
We are trying to stoke that fire. That's a good term that you used there. And we're kind of starting to run out of rope here with the Congress on the House side. That's scheduled to be in session for the next 2 weeks and then adjourn back for members to go back to their districts. The Senate's indicating they may stay a little bit longer than that, but so it'd be good for us to start making some progress. There has been some things going on, and the four principals, the two chairmen and the two ranking members have been having some substantive discussions, really trying to iron out some of the bigger wrinkles, or at least get some kind of an agreement of what direction that they're going. That way, then, when the full conference committee, comes into session, we can begin to really take this piece of legislation line by line and, to reconcile the differences.
Spirit and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Three after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, the NFL in the news, people on sort of straightforward issue-oriented talk radio programs and also on the sports side, sports talk radio, are into a couple of things with the NFL. First having to do with a controversy. They have turned down a Super Bowl commercial by a gun manufacturer. So here's radio host Ray Appleton talking about this deal and what it may or may not mean.
Have you ever heard of Daniel Defense? Do you know who Daniel Defense is? Gun people. It's one of the nation's leading manufacturers and retailers of firearms. They're super big in the industry. And they wanted to pay gajillions of dollars for a spot in the Super Bowl. 2014 NFL Super Bowl. But the spot was rejected. Fox had the rights this year. They had to reject the commercial, which is not their fault. Don't blame it on Fox. No. This is an innocuous video about home defense and fundamental rights. I mean, the commercial is harmless, 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 harmless. But it's due to the rules the NFL has put into place for Daniel Defense's category. Follow along, all right? Now, the NFL's advertising policy addresses several prohibited advertising categories, including guidelines for ads featuring alcohol, video games, I think movies is one, prescription drugs for sure, and of course, weapons, firearms. And the firearm portion of the NFL's prohibited advertising category states, and I'll read here, firearms, ammunition, or other weapons are prohibited. However, stores that sell firearms and ammunitions, i.e. outdoor stores, camping stores, will be permitted provided they sell other products and the ads do not mention firearms, ammunition, or other weapons. Now, according to those guidelines, Daniel Defense's Super Bowl commercial does not violate the NFL policy for two reasons. Daniel Defense has a brick-and-mortar store which they sell other products other than firearms, such as apparel, things that go along, you know, with that lifestyle. And the commercial itself does not mention firearms, ammunition, or weaponry at all. So there is no violation whatsoever of the verbatim policy I just read you, which is right out of the NFL handbook on commercial advertising and advertising categories. Now, it's important to emphasize that last point during this commercial, firearms are not mentioned at all. There's only a logo of the company's DDM-4 rifle, which is shown at the very, very end. And Daniel Defense offered immediately to replace that with an American flag and or the words shall not be infringed, which the NFL rejected.
Interesting story, huh? How many people have heard that? That would be a good one for Facebook, Kenny, don't you think? Checking that story out and having people post their thoughts, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Meanwhile, on ABC's This Week, Dr. Richard Besser talked about whether the growing number of players coming forward to talk about concussions could mean the end of the
NFL. Football fans live for brutal blows, but what thrills the fans may be what dooms the sport. Are we looking at the end of football? Memory loss, depression, dementia. Former players like Jim McMahon and Steve Young, along with new medical studies, are saying that what's good for football in its current form is lethal for the brain. Damaged Pros compares symptoms of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE, degenerative brain disease, and the lasting effects of repeated blows to the head. On ESPN Radio, quarterback Brett Favre says he's losing his memory.
This was a little shocking to me that I couldn't remember my daughter playing youth soccer, and it was just one summer, I think.
Former New York Giant Harry Carson says on PBS he contemplates suicide.
I was so depressed that I just thought about accelerating and driving through the guardrail and, you know, just going over.
And it turns out the future of football may rest on Dr. Ann McKee's scalpel. She's a walking contradiction, a leading neuropathologist who studies CTE in the brains of dead players, and a diehard Packers fan, in love with a sport that can physically devastate players. She showed me the damaged brains of former athletes, donated for her research.
And you get spot. That's really typical of this disease.
Alzheimer's doesn't look like this.
Never.
Strokes.
Never.
Nothing.
Nothing. I see tragic stories under the microscope. I see kids who've died in their teens with the early stages of this disease. It's really quite unsettling.
A question I face as a pediatrician, and when my own sons wanted to play football, is the danger of concussion so high that doctors and parents should forbid it? Can this sport be saved?
I don't know. I just don't know.
I went to a practice in the heart of football country, Athens, Georgia, one of the many places football players barely come up to my knees.
Oddly enough, we're coming in kind of late.
Seven is late for starting to
Oh, yeah, that's what I said.
Really?
The midgets start at four.
Four-year-olds playing football?
Deliver me from that, will you please? 59 past the hour on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.